Today we're going to cover how to fail at healing from infidelity. In other words, this is going to be a breakdown on what exactly you can do to make sure that you never recover, that you are in prolonged pain from this being cheated on for the rest of your life. And I'm going to submit this to you for two reasons. One, so that you can do the opposite. Sometimes if you want to learn the best way to do something, watching a bunch of people fail at it will set you at least in the right general direction. And number two, because I know that there are going to be people watching this where they're not going to be doing everything that I mention, but there might be one or two things where you're like, oh, shoot, I've sort of been doing that. And so my goal is to explain it very obviously, a little bit over the top, and hopefully that will help you realize, man, this actually is crazy. I need to stop doing that. So this is, again, a guide on how to fail at healing from the pain of infidelity. Number one, if you want to make sure that you just never recover from being cheated on, the best thing you can do is just go back over and over and over again to someone who cheats on you. If you want to make sure that your heart never heals and it gets torn to shreds repeatedly, then simply open your heart again and again, expose it to someone who has repeatedly proven that they will just hurt you again and again and again. That is the best way to guarantee it. Number two, if you want to make sure that you never heal from this, that you never heal from the pain of infidelity, then never trust yourself ever again. In fact, learn to trust other people, and specifically the person who cheated on you, trust their word as more reliable than yourself. Fall for their gaslighting. If they say that something never happened, if they say they never made a promise, then your memory must have been the one at fault. You must have misremembered it. Their word is just as good as yours, if not better. Embrace that mindset if you want to never get out of the cycle. Number three, if you want to make sure that you never heal from the pain of infidelity, believe that the person who cheated on you is going to be the source of your healing. Just believe that they have the magic words. So they probably know exactly what to say, the exact sentence or paragraph, the right tone of voice, where if they just said it, everything would be healed. All the pain would be gone. That's all that it will take. And so, as a result of that belief, you should just pester them over and over and over again to apologize again in a different way, because they'll eventually land on the magic words that will heal you. In other words, believe that the source of healing is outside of yourself and it's in the person who caused this in the first place. Number four, believe that the other person caused 100% of this pain. Ignore all your insecurities that were exposed. Again, this is for if you want to make sure that you never heal. Ignore your insecurities. Ignore the need for external validation you've had your entire life. Ignore the fact that you've been unable to develop a sense of self or identity that doesn't revolve around another person. Ignore the fact that you don't feel good on your own. No, that's 100% of their job. Put all of the responsibility of healing on someone else. Number five, if you really want to make sure that you never recover from being cheated on, and you decide that you want to seek reconciliation, the best way to really sabotage that relationship, if you're trying to fix it, is to be halfway in and halfway out. Even better, use your lack of commitment as a negotiating tool. So if they aren't treating you one night the way that you want them to be treating you, threaten to leave. Threaten day in, day out. Never let them know where you really are, because after all, they hurt you. So you get to lord this over them for the rest of your lives, even though you've chosen to try to make things better with them. Number six, if you want to make sure that you really struggle to heal from the pain of infidelity, care more about what other people think than what you think. So, for example, if you're about to leave, you decide that you're going to leave this person that cheated on you, and then you talk to your mom about it, and she says, oh, you should give them another chance. That should just change your mind, like on the spot. That should throw immediate doubt into what you believe and what you want. Or on the other hand, let's say that you do want to give them another chance, but you're embarrassed because other people might judge you for that. You should really let that dictate what you do and who you decide to love or not to love, because you're embarrassed what other people will think. let that be the sole determiner of what you choose to do. Just listening to the voices and the average. Treat it like a poll. Just ask everybody that you know. Get their feedback on what you should do, if you should stay or go, and just go based off of the tally that you got. Number 7, if you want to make sure that you really struggle to heal, try to handle everything on your own. Believe that nobody wants to hear from you. Believe you don't need to talk to anyone about it. Friends and professionals probably just think you're lame and weird. Real adults just shove everything down and never talk about it. Number 8, if you want to fail to heal from the pain of infidelity, never let yourself feel anything. And the way to do this, to get really clever so that you can get the satisfaction of feeling a lot of emotions but never actually feeling them all the way through, what you do is you move from anger to sadness to confusion to hope back to anger all over again so quickly that you never actually have to feel anything for more than a few moments. So if you start to feel the grief of, what if this is truly over? What if this person that I had a long run with and it was beautiful at times, what if that whole relationship is gone? Immediately jump to something else. Immediately change the channel and don't sit with that feeling. Don't let that grief be felt for more than a few seconds. Or if you find yourself asking, well, how can I make this work? Don't actually think it through. Just let that thought pop in and then go back to sadness and then back to hope and then back to grief and then back to anger. Never let yourself sit with anything to actually think about it or to actually feel it. Number 9, if you want to fail at healing from the pain of infidelity, expect to have all the answers immediately. Because after all, you've probably had a crystal ball in your life up until now. You probably knew exactly what you wanted to do as a little kid. You probably grew up to have the exact career that you expected. You probably knew exactly who your friends would be, who you would date, who you would marry, what you would do for work, where you would live, right? There is nothing in your life that has happened so far that's been a surprise, right? So in the same way, it's completely reasonable for you to expect that the next 5 years, the next 10 years, you can map out perfectly. And in fact, it's perfectly reasonable for you to think that you need that map. You need to see the next 20, 30, 40 steps ahead before you can do anything right now. In fact, you should just choose to be completely paralyzed until you know what the entire picture is going to be. Number 10, if you decide to stay and you want to make sure that you're miserable, never heal from this, then expect your partner to be 100% back to their old self immediately. After all, your past relationship was perfect. There was nothing wrong. It's not like there were problems in the relationship that led them to make a really bad decision to cheat. No, they were perfectly happy, you were perfectly happy, and they just did it completely randomly. And so they're going to be 100% back to normal. The relationship's going to be completely back to normal. All because you said, let's give this another shot. It's not going to take any more work. Apologize for my voice giving out a little bit. I'm recovering from a bit of a cold. But hopefully that prompted some thought, or at the very least was entertaining for you.